This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It is very unfortunate. I visited a country. One time we stayed in one place and I was mixing with the elders of that country. And one of them, he said to me, one big problem that we learned through the system in this country, the religious system in this country, is that we don't make individual dua. It has to be what? With the imam. This is a big problem. That individuals don't make dua whenever they want. Yeah? Don't do this, brothers and sisters. Train yourself what? Train yourself to beg Allah Jalla wa'ala in the street, when you are driving, when you enter your home, brothers, and you see that you have your wife, you have your children. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man asbaha aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, wajidan quta yawmi." Brothers, wallahi, try this. You know, when you see the pictures of those brothers and sisters in Gaza, no shelter, yeah, amputated, bombed last night, cold, very hungry, from all angles. And then you enter your home, peace, children around you, you are safe in your body, yeah, your wealth is there. You should be so grateful to Allah Jalla Ala. Don't ever neglect saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. And when you feel that, make dua. Make dua. The moments when your hearts are pure and humble before Allah Jalla wa Ala, communicate with Allah Jalla wa Ala. Beg Him. You don't need a particular language. You don't need a particular etiquette. You don't need to be in a particular situation. You don't need a specific dua. Many people say, "I don't know how to do dua." You cannot say, "Ya Allah, give me this. Ya Allah, give me that." Just like this, in a casual way.